我们再来一起祷告。
Let's pray。
阿爸天父，我们都在你的面前，求你自己借着你自己的灵，把你自己活化在我们的面前，让我们亲眼面对你，被你自己所扶持，被你自己所感动，被你自己所带领。感谢祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们一起来打开诗篇第五十六篇。
Yeah, let's turn to Psalms chapter 56. 56 verse 1. Be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples on me. All day long an attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly.When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. All day long they injure my cause. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They stir up strife, they lurk, they watch my steps as they have waited for my life. For their crime will they escape, in wrath cast down the peoples, O God. You have kept count of my tossings. Are they not in your book?Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise. In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? I must perform my vows to you, O God. I'll render thank offerings to you. For you have delivered my soul from death, yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life.
诗篇五十六篇，我读的是和合本。神啊，求你怜悯我，因为人要把我吞了，终日攻击欺压我，我的仇敌终日要把我吞了，因逞骄傲攻击我的人甚多。我惧怕的时候要倚靠你，我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话，我倚靠神必不惧怕。血气之辈能把我怎么样呢？我们终日倾倒，他们终日倾倒我的话，他们一切的心思都是要害我。他们聚集埋伏窥探我的脚中，等候要害我的命。他们岂能因罪孽逃脱呢？神啊，求你在怒中使众民堕落。我几次流离，你都记数。求你把我眼泪装在你的皮带里。这不都记在你册子上吗？我呼求的日子，我的仇敌都要转身退后。神帮助我，这是我所知道的。我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话。我倚靠耶和华，我要赞美他的话。我倚靠神，必不惧怕。人能把我们怎么样呢？神啊，我向你所许的愿在我身上，我要将感谢祭献给你。因为你救我的命脱离死亡，你岂不是救护我的脚不跌倒，使我在生命光中行走，在神面前吗？我们过了这个复活节
we've passed Easter.
那么从去年圣诞节一直到受难节复活节
from Christmas last year all the way through Easter this year.
上帝是怎么样的一个上帝？
What kind of God has he been?
就在这些的事情里面彰显得非常的清楚。
I think it's portrayed very, I guess in detail through these events.
那其实如果再加上两个节日的话，
If we add actually two more events,
我们要跟敬拜事工商量，看明年以后怎么样同时加进来。敬拜事工
worship ministry. We add the next over the next year.
就是圣灵降临节
Pentecost.
还有圣三一主日节 Trinitarian Sunday. 如果这两个节日再加进来，
If we add these two events into the calendar,
那么我们对我们整个上帝就算是很完整的在这个表达跟这个经历了。
Then we will have a very good portrayal of our God through these events.
那我们长期在教会的敬拜的里面
through a longer term worship of our God，
我们一直不断的呢在跟这样的一位上帝每个星期生命上有那一种的交流。
And we have this regular interactions with our God every Sunday.
那就能够使到我们的生命真的是按照一个真实的上帝呢来成长。
And that we will be able to grow our life with this real God.
那么这个也是16世纪的时候加尔文把这样的事情重新再带回来。
And this is why the reason why we want to bring this event back in.
John Calvin, in the 16th century, he brought back all these things back to the church. 因为在教会里面当时这一切全部都消失了。
Because back then, all these events were taken away or were not, no longer exist in those days.
但是教会说他还在敬拜神。
And even though the church was still worshiping God back then.
但是不知道敬拜一个怎么样的神。
But they do not know who they are worshiping.
所以这个是一个非常严重和很重要的事情。
And this is certainly something very important.
不是说每个星期、每个礼拜我们大家都在这里，然后我们唱很好的诗歌，我们有很激动的这个我们的这个。整个过程非常的叫人感觉到激动，那一定我们就是对的。
It's not simply the fact that we have we're very emotional. We're saying our praises every Sunday, and that means we're right.
到底我们是因为什么而激动
？And I think what exactly drives our emotions?
那么我们所激动的是向谁来回应
？And who is this in response? What is this in response to?
这些都是非常重要。
And these are all very important things.
今天这篇诗篇就能够很清楚地帮助我们。
And this psalm that we are studying today can clearly help us understand this.
这篇诗篇里面，我相信刚才大家看过了一遍。
We have gone through this early on.
虽然我们看的都是有不同的这个版本。
Even though we have all been reading different versions.
我相信很多人用的是 NIV.
Most of our brothers and sisters are using NIV.
我读的是。华文很古老的一个版本叫做和合本。
Pastor Chang is reading a very traditional version of the Chinese translation.
那你在幻灯上面看到相当新的两个版本 ，ESV 跟 ESV 的中文版。
On the PowerPoint, we have both ESV and the Chinese version of the ESV.
我相信你也发现到中间里面有一些不大一样。
I'm sure you find that there are certain differences across the versions.
那这也就是一个很真实的事实。
And this is something that's very real.
那么这些不一样不是一个问题。
The differences are they're not problematic.
因为当我们有时候要用语言来表达那个真实的经历的时候。
Because sometimes when we try to use languages to actually portray these events,
那么我们就会碰到我们的一些困难。
And we'll encounter a lot of difficulties.
然后我们还要把它翻译。
And we have to attempt to translate these.
那我们知道说两个不同的文化。
And we understand that two different cultures.
他不一定能够同时找到同样的字，可以把这个这里讲的翻成另外一个。
It will be difficult to find identical ways to describe certain events.
但是如果我们把整个整体的从整体来看的时候
，But if you look at it holistically,
因为大家都是人
，Because we are all humans,
我们都会分享共同的那种感受跟那个经历。
And we will be able to share our experiences and emotions.
可能在一些细节上，我们表达的时候不大一样。
Perhaps there are differences in terms of how we describe some of these details.
所以，这整个诗篇我们读了一遍之后。
So after reading this psalm once.
我们先从一个整体的感受来看一下。
Let's look at it from a holistic kind of experiential way.
我说感受。
I say experience.
Feeling. 诗篇，当然我们要用理智去了解的。
I think we have to use reason to understand the song.
也要去分析的。
And we have to analyze this.
但是这一切之后呢，它要产生一种感受。
But after this, it has to I guess arouse some feelings in us.
产生一种感情。
Some emotions.
很明显的，这里有一种感情，就是向神的一种感情。
And certainly there's some emotions that we have aroused within us towards God.
我们说是一种信靠神的感情。
It's something, it's reliance on God.
我刚才讲说，我们过了圣诞节、复活节，到了复活。
From Christmas all the way through Easter.
你说这样的一个上帝
，This God，
接下来跟你有什么关系
Now, what does he have to do with us from here?
在我们接下来的日子里面，这样一个上帝怎么样是我们的上帝？
How is this God our God in our daily lives?
那么什么叫做我们的上帝？
What does it mean to be our God?
当然就是我们所信靠的上帝。
It certainly means it's a God whom we can trust.
所以这几个这个星期我们看的这些诗篇，
This is the Psalms that we've been studying.
能够帮助我们去了解什么叫做信靠上帝。
Can help us to understand what it means to rely and to trust God.
信靠上帝是一个 很多面的一个实在的一个情况。
I think to rely on God is a multifaceted type of a situation.
可能你觉得说上个星期的也好像是讲这个，这下个星期的好像是讲这个，对，但是呢，它有很多不同的这个层面在里面。
I think we have thought that last week we discussed this, and perhaps next week we'll be discussing the same thing, even though it sounds similar, it's multifaceted.
那我们不是在讲我们以为的什么叫做信靠上帝。
And we're not talking about what we think it means to rely on God.
那我今天也不是要再教你什么叫信靠上帝。
And today I'm not trying to teach you as to how what it means to rely on God.
而是我们今天跟这个诗人一起来经过他的这个信靠上帝。
And we were trying to understand from the psalmist what he did to rely on God.
因为他的这个实在的经历，
because his actual experience
成为了犹太人的圣经。
It became the Bible for the Jews.
也是我们的圣经。
And it's certainly the Bible for us.
也就是上帝要我们去学习跟去明白。
And something that God wants us to learn and to understand.
也同时要这样的一种的信靠。
And it's certainly the same way that He wants us to trust Him.
如果它不是圣经，
if it's not the Bible,
那么它只不过是一些人的经验而已。
And perhaps it's just someone's experiences.
所以从一个是文学作品，但是它同时是经文。
Because it's something that is a literature that is also
at the same time it's a scripture. 那么这里呢就变成是我们大家要去学习的。
And therefore, it's something that we have to study.
因为这个是上帝要我们去学的。
And this is something that God wants us to learn.
我们从这个经文里面感受到这个诗人的一个情况。
We understand from the psalmist what the situation.
你看这个第一节，
on
第三节
，verse 1 and 3.
我们不需要再读了。
You don't have to repeat this.
然后第六节
，verse 6.
这个这几节里面，你看到一个怎么样的一个情况呢
？What kind of situations do these verses portray?
那如果你说一个人如果是在这样的一个情况，今天他应该怎么做呢？
So if someone is actually under this in this situation, what should he or she do?
上个星期我在华语崇拜，我跟他们说去报警。
Last week in the Sunday worship, Chinese worship, Pastor Tan told them to call the police.
很多基督徒以为说我信靠上帝，就是呢，我不要找人帮忙。
A lot of people believe that being Christians means that we do not seek help from others.
就是我在那边一直不断祷告，或者是再加上禁食，不然再加多多人跟我祷告，然后大家一起同时间祷告，然后11:30 to 12:30，12:30 to 1:30这样，这个才叫做信靠上帝。
A lot of people believe that being Christians means that we do nothing, we constantly pray, perhaps pray together and fast.
这个是的。
Yeah, this is indeed the case.
我没有说不要这样。
I did not say do not do this.
但是圣经没有说单单就是这样。
But the Bible did not say this is the only stuff you would do.
信靠上帝不是这样子来 define.
Yeah, this is not the definition of relying on God.
为什么我叫你报警呢？
What I say, you should call the cops.
你看这个人这时候遭遇到的是什么？
You see what this David was experiencing in the situation.
我们从第六节看起。
Let's start from verse 6.
他说他们聚在一起埋伏窥探我的脚中等候要害我的命。
They stir up strife, they lurk, they watch my steps as they have waited for my life.
第五节他们终日倾倒的话他们一切的心思都要害我。
All day long they injure my cause, all their thoughts are against me for evil.
你可以想象这个是怎么一种情况吗？
You can imagine what the situation is.
我不知道 我希望你没有这个经验。
I hope you don't have this experience.
这个是很恐怖的。
It's something quite terrible.
你发现到每一天，好像有一对眼睛，或者是很多眼睛，在你看不到的地方，一直在那边看着你。
Perhaps you feel like someone's watching you secretly without you knowing.
可能在你家的对面。
Perhaps opposite where you live.
有人呢在用望那个望远镜一直在看你在做什么。
Using binoculars to spy on you.
我记得好像有一些电影在播这个。
Perhaps some that was portrayed this way in some movies.
你总而言之，你就感觉到说你看不到那一些人，但是那一些人呢，每天都有人在等着要害你。
Perhaps you don't know who they are, but they are plotting behind your back, trying to harm you.
这个是很可怕的，你知道吗
？Something that's quite horrendous.
如果你处理不好，会变成忧郁症。
If you don't deal with this well, it could end up in some depressive state.
然后会甚至发展成为更严重的精神跟心理病。
Perhaps it could develop into something that's mental disorder.
那么另外一种呢，类似这样的呢
？Perhaps something similar.
但是它不是以这样的情形表达的。
But it's not expressed exactly this way.
就是可能你在你的这个 Facebook 上面
，Perhaps on your Facebook account，
你看到很多人整天一直呢攻击你。
You're getting cyber attacked.
或者你发现到你在学校里面
，Perhaps in school，
有几个。人总是呢找机会呢要欺负你。
And perhaps you have a few people often after you trying to bully you in all situations.
你已经到了一个地步呢，你都有点害怕要在那边出现。
You come to a point where you're afraid to actually show up in school.
我说的这个是先说是这个害怕。
Talk about fear.
那么害怕，每个人害怕的原因不同。
The different reasons as to why all of us can be afraid.
当然，大卫在这边的呢是更加严重、更加可怕，因为那个是他的命，随时都要丢掉的。
Perhaps in David's case, it's certainly more serious because he could lose his life any time.
可能我们的那一个呢是一种呢无形中的一种压力，跟一种呢一种的对我们心里产生一种不安。
Perhaps for us, it's something more intangible, but it caused distress to us psychologically.
可能我们没有生命危险。
No threat to our life.
但是心理上的那一种恐惧，也是一种恐惧。
But the fear psychologically is certainly a fear.
大卫怎么样形容他的那个恐惧呢？
How did David describe his fear?
在不同的翻译里面有不同的表达。
Different versions, there are different expressions.
我很喜欢和合本的这个。
Thomas likes this version.
第一节
，verse one，
我们读了，你比较一下，你看到不大一样的。第一节他说：“神啊，求你怜悯我，因为人要把我吞了。”
Be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples on me.
英文好像没有这样的一个、
好
表达，不大一样，对吗？吞了，把我吃掉。
Swallow me up to eat me up.
然后可能你晚上你就发一个噩梦。
And then you have a nightmare at night.
你会梦见一个什么呢
？What would you dream about？
在我们的那个 WhatsApp group 里面呢，也有这种 symbol.
There's a symbol or emoji in one of our.
有一次我女儿生给我的时候，我吓了一跳，我才知道原来有这个。
One of Chamus's daughter sent it to him, and he was quite surprised.
就是一个大大的嘴的红红的嘴唇的口。
It's an emoji that basically is just very expressive.
大大的，很大个。
A big, big shaped mouth.
嘴唇的啊，红色的啊。
Red-lipped.
这样你可以想象，如果是开起来，然后有尖尖的牙齿。
And then you can imagine that it's a lot of sharp teeth once you open that mouth.
或者你想到那个大白鲨。
Or think of jaws, sharks.
他说要吞了我。
I want to swallow you up.
可能已经到了这个地步，你晚上开始做这种噩梦。
Perhaps come to a point where you actually have these nightmares at night.
你说在这样的一个情形怎么办
？So what do you do in these situations?
报警。
Call the cops.
为什么不要报警呢
？Why won't you call the police?
他们是在帮助你的。
They are here to help.
您可以报警，有的报警要报警。
Should call the cops.
大卫没得报警。
It's not something that David could do.
所以大卫这样信靠，不是在给我们一个 the doctrine of to trust God 是这样子，不是。No.
This is not what David is trying to tell us.
这个不是我了解 圣经的方式。
And this is not what I understand about the Bible.
但是呢，我们要进到他的实际的情况。
But we have to look at it from his perspective.
虽然这篇诗篇里面有给我们一点点背景资料。
This psalm actually has a little background behind us.
说这个事情可能是在撒母耳记上二十一章那一边的事情。
It's described in First Samuel, chapter 21.
Yeah. 但是是你可以看一下，参考一下。
Or you can cross reference this.
但是如果我们重新再看大卫这个人。
But if you look at David, this person.
然后你再好好把撒母耳记里面的大卫的事情读过一遍。
And if you actually study the life of David in the book of Samuel,
大卫不是那一种很有事情有困难的说我不知道怎么做的啊，不是这样的。
David is not someone who freaks out easily and gets scared easily.
他是一个很聪明，他一个很有办法应付事情的人。
He's a very intelligent and very capable person.
而且他最出名的就是他是最会打仗。
And fortunately, he's probably most famous for being able to win and win battles.
那么他从小呢就有这个记录。
And he has been a track record of him since young.
常常把敌人打败。
Certainly defeated enemies consistently.
他也常常很会用脑筋的。
And he's certainly a very smart man.
他有时候是会假死的。
He can pretend to die.
来度过他的危机的。
So he can actually be able to escape his away from
danger. 所以他不是一个好像说没有能力、没有办法的一个人。
He's therefore not someone who is incapable.
所以我希望大家不要把信靠上帝等于就是好像我们自己废掉武功，那么什么都没有了，这才叫做信靠上帝。
Just we shouldn't misconstrue rely on God means we just give up and do nothing.
但是事实，这两个是同时在一起。
But in actual fact, these two are in unison, together.
但这里呢，我们就重新要再一次看到，他什么叫做信靠上帝。
And here we could see what it means to indeed be reliant on God.
在这里，我们再回到他自己说的。
Now let's look at his words.
你稍微分析一下的时候，你会发现一些很有趣的一些矛盾。
Actually, when you analyze this, you could find some interesting inconsistencies.
当然，诗篇它不是一个纯粹只是一个这个 thesis 啊，只是在写一些原理。
I guess it's not merely a thesis.
它是一个真实的一个经验。
It's an actual experience.
但是我们知道说，经验里面常常有感受。
And with experience comes feelings.
也有我们的看法。
And certainly our viewpoints.
也有理性。
Reason.
Reasons. 所以其实这些是全部结合在一起的。
And these are all interconnected.
今天我们很可惜，我们每次很喜欢讲说这个是 theory， 这个是 application。我希望大家不要再把生命里面整个在一起的东西把它 departmentalized。
And Pastor Sean does not want us to segment our life into different buckets.
因为你这样子的时候你会误会很多东西。
Because when we do this, oftentimes we misunderstand a lot of things.
但是我们却看到呢，这里面有一个很有趣、一些很有趣的矛盾。
But certainly we find some very interesting inconsistencies here.
你看他开始的时候，他说他非常的恐惧。
Because at the beginning it says he's really afraid.
害怕，他真的很害怕。
He's very afraid.
害怕到说他是知道说。人要把我吞了。
And that the men are trying to swallow him up.
但是他在这么害怕的同时。
But in this state of fear,
你读完整篇诗篇。
When you finish reading the song,
你看到他有另外一个很矛盾的另外的一个情感跟意志跟了解。
But he has something that's this understanding that's quite inconsistent with this fear.
And also the will. 就是他说我要信靠你。
That I want to rely and believe, trust in God.
在一个非常害怕的状况的里面，
In this extreme state of fear,
你却同时看到有一个呢，他说我怎么样我都要信靠你的大卫。
And that indeed he wants to believe in God even in this situation.
当我看到这个的时候，
When I see this,
我即刻想到后来另外一个大卫。
Another David comes to mind.
就是 一千年之后另外一个大卫
another David that came 1,000 years thereafter
叫做耶稣
called Jesus
大卫是他的 Christian name 啦
David is Jesus' Christian name
因为他叫 他的叫做大卫的后裔
because Jesus is a descendant of David
其实他也是一个新的理想的大卫
because he's the next David
那你还记得在科西马尼园那一段吗
You remember in the situation of Gethsemane?
在马可福音十四章三十二节。
Mark 14:32.
啊，那一节呢，又是很多不同的翻译。
And there's certainly a lot of different versions of this.
只有和合本这样翻译。
And only this version puts it this way.
和合本翻译说耶稣很惊恐。
That Jesus was in absolute fear. Absolute fear.
你看其他的版本呢，都没有说是他惊恐。
And this is not something that's described this way in other versions.
当然我们会有很多的问题耶稣为什么会害怕呢他是知道他也知道要死的是
There are probably a lot of questions as to why Jesus was very afraid.
但是如果事实是一个事实一个这样的一个情况
But this is what the situation was.
好那我们来看这个大卫他在这样一个惊恐的里面
So we see David in this state of fear.
他说我要倚靠神
I want to rely on God
是怎么样的一种叫做倚靠神呢
What kind of reliance
啊，那么我们就在这个第四节里面开始看到
We see that starting from verse 4
其实第三节他先讲了他说我惧怕的时候要倚靠你
It says in verse 3 When I'm afraid I put my trust in you
然后说我倚靠神我要赞美神的话我倚靠神必不惧怕
In God whose word I praise In God I trust I shall not be afraid
他这边提到了神跟神的话
It talks about God and also God's word
也就是说神自己跟神的话这时候成为他一种呢倚靠
And it says that God as well as his word became something that he his trust
或者说更进一步来讲是神自己呢跟神的话呢使到他产生那种倚靠
And you can say that God and God's word and became something that allowed him to develop this trust
这或许能够让我们明白为什么他在害怕惊恐的同时却有一种呢倚靠神这样的一种情况出现
And you can see that perhaps why he would be able to develop this trust even in the state of fear
我想大家自己也可以回想也可以想想自己曾经有过的一种类似的经验
Perhaps we can all think back about similar situations that we have been in
你在一种情况的里面
In situations where we are
你同时会产生跟这个情况完全不一样的另外一种的这个心态
And you actually develop attitudes or emotions that are in conflict with the situations.
一般上，我们如果从逻辑去想，是不会这样子的。
Typically, when you think logically, this should not be the case.
因为当我们害怕，我们就只有害怕，害怕，然后就一直害怕，害怕，然后就晚上做噩梦，然后就越来越严重，严重到我们整个人就崩溃。
Because typically fear will just build on itself, eats us up, and it will be basically in pieces.
通常我们的情况是这样。
Typically for us, situations would develop this way.
但是突然之间，你心里面或者在你的生命里面
But suddenly in our hearts, perhaps in our lives,
有一种不一样的东西在里面的时候
There's something that's different that's spruced up.
我想我们大家都从很多这种遭遇这么严重的打击的人 的这个经验里面我们常常听到都有类似这样的一句话
Perhaps in situations where we were suffered severe setbacks we always hear this
就是我的家里的人给我很大的支持
My family gave me a lot of support
或者是有的呢因为他可能、他是朋友或者是朋友
My friends gave me a lot of support.
一定是在他的生命的这个里头有另外的这样的一个原因跟一些部分在里面。
Because there will be another factor, another reason that drives us.
所以使到他在那种很恶劣的情况的时候，他同时呢，他心里面有另外一种力量出现。
And that another form of energy actually develops even though in the state of adverse situation.
那么从这里我们大卫的身上，我们知道是神跟神的话。
And in David's case, we know that it's God and God's word.
那当我这样讲的时候， 请大家再深入的来去感受他这个诗篇里面。
And when I say this, I try to experience this in deeper.
这里的神对大卫来说，不是只是一些我知道神的一些神一些知识。
And this God that David knows is just not purely about this knowledge of God.
不是只是知道说一些消息一些资料。
It's not just about news or information about God.
那所谓神的话。
And about God's word.
也不是说我曾经听过读过。
And just about I've heard this or I've studied this before.
你深仔细的把这一个诗篇读多几遍的时候，
and if you read this psalm a few more times in detail,
你知道神跟神的话对大卫来讲就是产生他心里面一种不同的改变的那个真实的那个源头跟原因。
And it's that you see that God and God's word is the reason that drives David to this change in his heart.
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
你从这个第八节一直读到完，你就看到了。
You can see that starting from verse 8 through the end of the psalm.
他说：“我的眼泪你也曾经收过的。”
You put my tears in your bottle.
我呼求的这个时候呢，你呢也是听过的。
And if it heard my cry.
然后尤其是最后结束的时候，
and towards the end,
他讲了一句很特别的话。
He said something quite special.
他说使我的生命，使我在生命的光中行在你的面前。
That he may walk before God in the light of life.
那你用这一句话，最后这一句跟第一句做一个比较的时候。
So if you compare the first and the last verse of the psalm.
第一句是一个很恐怖、很黑暗，就是要被吞掉了。
And the first verse quite dark, that he was going to be swallowed up.
但是最后一句他说：“我要活下去的。”
And the last phrase says, "I'm going to live."
不是单单只是要活下去。
It's not simply to live.
我还要是活在你的面前的。
That he want to live before God.
那活在你的面前呢？有一个。这边他还加多了一个很特别的一个形 的描述，叫做生命的光中行走。
And this special expression in the light of life, walking before God.
虽然我现在的情形是黑暗的。
Even though the situation ahead of me is dark.
那一些我没有看到的那一些人，天天随时都要在那边要害我。
And there are a lot of unseen threats against me.
而这个不是一天两天的事。
And it's not just a day or two.
是一段时期。
Is over a period of time.
也就是说，他好像就是黑，他的日子好像是在黑暗。
That he lived in the dark days.
而大卫在这边更可贵的一，更叫更我们注意的一点就是，他不是只是说你让我逃掉这个灾难而已。
And what's more unique about this is David is not asking for God to just take him out of the situation.
他还更积极的。
It's more something more proactive.
你还看到说他虽然在这样可怕的情况里面，但是呢，他也说他很恐惧。
And even though in this adverse situation, he's indeed afraid.
但是他的这个恐惧呢，不是只是叫他现在他就是整个人就是垮了。
It's not this, but this fear did not just cause him to fall apart.
只是单单求神说你保护我而已。
And it's not asking for God to merely protect him.
你看到他还要更进一步。
And he wants to take it to the next level, the next step.
他说我要在光中行走。
That he wants to walk in the light of life.
当然是在你的面前。
Yeah, that's certainly before God.
什么叫做在光中行走，又要在你的面前？
And what does it mean to walk before God in the light of life?
他不是要把这些黑暗除掉。
He's not trying to get rid of this darkness.
所谓什么叫做把黑暗除掉？
What does it mean to get rid of this darkness?
就是把这些敌人消灭掉。
And just to destroy all the enemies around them.
那么也是很黑暗。
And it's certainly very dark.
虽然是他们黑暗，你不黑暗。
And even though they are evil, but not David himself.
不是的。
This is not the case.
你说有啊，他在祷告里面，他有求神说把这些人呢除掉。
But indeed, during this psalm, David had asked God to take care of his enemies.
但是他是说求神出手。
But he's asking for God himself to do the job.
不是他做的。
Not David himself.
大卫或许可能做得到。
Perhaps David himself could do it.
在这边你就看到保罗所说的。
And here you see what Paul had said.
耶稣也曾经讲的。
And Jesus had said something similar.
不要以恶治恶。
Do not, no, no, one, tooth for tooth, eye for an eye.
而是用善来治恶。
And we have to use kindness, against evil.
但是用善并不是给恶欺负的。
And, but being kind doesn't mean that we have to be bullied by evil.
它要在光跟生命。
But it has to be in light and in life.
你知道什么是光，什么是生命？
What is light and what is life?
请你原谅我。有人已经说长安只懂创世纪而已。
Please forgive me. People will say that I only know about the Genesis, a book of Genesis.
但是因为只有回到那边，你才真的感受到。
But indeed, only when we go back to the book of Genesis, we can experience this.
你还记得第一章吗？
Do you remember chapter one?
黑暗、空虚、混沌。
The earth was formless, dark, and empty.
然后上帝说。
And God said.
上帝的话。
His word.
Let there be light. 要有光。然后你接下来你看到六天，活的，都是活的，大家都好好去活，可以活得很精彩。
And the six days thereafter, living things came all throughout the earth.
大卫要的是要回到这样的情形。
And what David wants is to go back to this situation.
我想在这边，真的他这样的一种生命力。
And this is the life force for David.
他一种这样的一种生命的倾向
and this is his view of this life.
跟他一种这样的一种生命价值观
and his the value of life.
你在一千年之后另外一个大卫的身上你看到真的是做出来
and you saw that in a David that lived a thousand years after him it was actually lived out in his life.
我们虽然没有办法很好解释为什么主耶稣在客西马尼园里面是惊恐
Now, perhaps we cannot have a very good explanation as to why Jesus was afraid in Gethsemane.
然后在他的这个生前的日子，那些宗教领袖整天等着机会抓他，害死他。
And those religious back in those days were after him daily.
但是他没有呢，就在那边消沉。
And he was not, but he was not in despair.
他也不是在那边埋怨。
And he did not just whine and grumble.
他还是每一天。活在神面前，活在光。
And he was indeed living before God and living before the light.
他还是一个散发出一个正能量的。
And someone who exudes positive energy.
那当然，我们知道，他虽然后来被害死了。
Even though he did lose his life.
但是三天之后，他永远呢是在光，跟在生命，也在神面前。
And 3 days later, he was indeed in light. He lived a life and before God.
大卫在这边表达了一种我希望是可以这样。
And David here expressed something that he wished, he hoped for, it would be the case.
耶稣把这样的一个希望变成一个事实。
But and to have this hope and wish become a reality.
而这样的一个耶稣变成为的一个事实，也要今天成为我们的事实。
And this Jesus being a reality should become our reality as well today.
那么可能耶稣成为的事实对我们来说。不一样了，我跟耶稣不一样了。
And perhaps we would say that we are not the same, different from Jesus.
我知道我们很多人还是有这种心理障碍。我跟耶稣不一样，耶稣一直跟你讲，我来跟你一样，你就是跟他不啦，你还是跟我不一样啊。
And perhaps all of us would have a lot of obstacles to achieve this goal.
Okay, 好，但是大卫应该跟你跟我一样吧。
And perhaps you could say so, different from Jesus, but David should be the same as us.
他是人，人曾经可以在这样一个恐惧里面。
And a man could indeed under this state of fear.
人可以在这样一个可怕的情况里面。
In this horrible situation.
但是人也可以同时在这样一个可怕的情况里面，有一种呢，对神这样的一个信靠，不单单只是说，我避开这个灾难。
And but indeed, even under this state of fear, man could indeed rely on God and not just try to avoid the obstacle.
而且还可以更进一步说，我还要。活在光，还要很正的、很正面的、很精彩的、很积极的，把它活出来。
And to take one step further to indeed live before God in light and do this well.
各位弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
各位朋友
，and friends，
我们今天在我们的环境的里面
，in the life daily lives that we have，
也许很多时候我们看到很多坏的事情一直在。在那边，真的是这个压迫人家。
And perhaps we see a lot of bad things perhaps around us and against us.
有时候我们只是以为说我们最多只能够避开而已。
Perhaps we say that we can always the best we could do is just avoid this.
最多或者说我们在这里面没有被他害死。
And perhaps we can say that did not harm us completely.
这已经不错。
And this would actually would be a pretty good outcome for us.
这个是。
This is true.
神有时候也做我们的避难所。
And God is our shelter sometimes.
但是今天这一篇让我们不要忘记。
And this psalm today though reminds us.
不单单只是避过或者只是这个不遭受到这么严重的打击。
And it's not only about avoiding and not being harmed.
还有他同时可以呢，也是更积极的呢，这个活出正的一面出来。
And it actually could go beyond us and live something that's more positive.
而我们真的看到有这样的信徒在很恶劣的环境的里面。
And we can see that there's a believer in this adverse situation.
他们真的把这种生命活出来。
And they could indeed live a life like this.
原因在哪里？
And what's the reason?
原因，神跟神的话。
And it's God and His word.
对他们来说产生的这样的一个事实跟一个果效。
And this is effect from God and His word have on them.
所以我们也真的是要让神跟神的话在我们身上可以产生这样的一个果效。
And indeed we have to let God and His word have this effect on us.
所以我们任何对神的认识跟对神的不会只是一个知识。
And this understanding of God should not just be about knowledge.
因为你连知识都没有，就是说你连 information 都没有，这样这个是什么来的？
So without this, you don't even know what this God is.
但是有了这一些资料跟这一些知识，
but with this knowledge and information,
它要化成为一种生命的一个体会。
And it has to be turned into an experience about all of life.
尤其是神的话。
It's particularly God's word.
如果创世纪的那一句话，神说要有光，就有光。
And in the book of Genesis, God's words, God says, "Let there be light," and there was light.
你把这一句话吃进去。
And we take this phrase, a verse in heart.
真的把它吃进去。
And take this in deeply.
真的在你的这个生命的这个里头，在里面真的是是的，是神说光就有光。
And just take this in our lives and realize that when God says there is light, it means that there is light.
就会产生像大卫这样一样的这个果效。
And it will bring about the same effect that it had on David's life.
更何况约翰告诉我们。
And certainly from what John had said.
他说这个话已经成了肉身。
And this word has become flesh.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
然后他还说这个肉身是生命
and this is life,
而且是生命的光
and it's a light of life,
而它已经来到我们当中
and it's within amongst us,
而它现在也在我们之中
and it's within us,
让我们带着这个神跟神的话
let's take God and His word,
当我们在这样的一个环境的里面的时候
and we're in difficult situations,
愿神帮助我们像大卫一样，不但是走出来。
And indeed, let God help us walk out of this as David did.
不但是走出来了。
Not only to walk out of this.
还会继续走在神面前，而且在他的生命光中。
Yeah, but indeed to walk before God Himself in the light of life.
神能够为我们打造这样的生命。
God could indeed help us live out a life like this.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们这时候每个人我们向主来敞开，我们求主再一次在我们的心中做主，我们也求主的话常常借着圣灵在我们的心里面活化出来，当主在我们心中每天都在我们身上的时候，我们有主 跟我们一起来走过各种各样的环境，也许是病痛，也许是身体，也许是学业，也许是学生，也许是同事，也许是董事，也许是你整个大环境，成为你的恐惧，成为你心里面的害怕。让主这时候在你里面，让你产生依靠主，走出跟面对这一切，并且还要继续抬起头来，勇敢地走在主面前。主啊，你听我们的祷告。主啊，你成为我们每个人心里的力量。主，你在这个时候，你的圣灵交通感动，带来扶持，带来医治，正如你曾经做过的。因为我们是奉耶稣的名求的，阿门。